The first mercy and blessing of the Salah I want to share with you is how the Salah is the second pillar of our merciful faith. And this means that because this is something that is a second pillar of our faith, we know that it is a mercy. And how do we know that it's a mercy? We know that it's a mercy because our merciful Creator says, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. Allah says what has been translated to mean, and we have not sent you, O Muhammad, except as a rahmah to the worlds. So if the guidance that the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, was brought with, was sent with, was a mercy, then the second pillar of our faith will automatically also be an essence of that mercy. And not only is this a mercy, it also represents success. This is another blessing of the Salah. So the Salah is a mercy, and it is also a form of success. How do we know this? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we know that through the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, peace and blessings be upon him, he chose one of the Sahaba, Bilal, may Allah be pleased with him, to call us to the Salah. And what is that? Hayala, what? Falah. Come to the Salah and then come to success. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, throughout the Quran, you will find us being called to the Salah over and over and over again. And so this Salah equals success. And how do we know this? If we look at the beginning of Surah Al-Mu'minun, which is Surah 23, Allah says in the beginning of that surah,
أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ.
سبحان الله. So Allah, at the beginning of this surah, which is translated to mean the believers, he is telling us that the believers have already been successful. So in the translation, successful indeed are the believers. And how does he describe them? Those who offer their salah with humility, sincerity, and submissiveness. Subhanallah. So in these two ayat that are at the beginning of Surah 23, Allah is letting us know that success is actually connected to the Salah. And how is it connected? Not just, okay, Salah is a burden, but showing up even when you don't feel like it, but actually doing it in a space of humility and submissiveness. That's why Allah says, أَلَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. Subhanallah. And how do we get this khushu'? This is something you're going to hear me remind over and over. And how do we get to this space when we're in that space of feeling that salah is a burden? We get it through following the advice of our Creator when he says in another part of the Quran, and this is ayah 45 in Surah Al-Baqarah, and whenever I talk about struggle, you will hear me mention this, and we should never tire of hearing it. And I know, because the reminder benefits the believer. And I say that, you know, we should not, because I know I went through a period in my life where hearing these reminders did feel burdensome to me. And the advice Allah gives is,
وَاسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبَرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ وَإِنَّهَا لَكَبِيرَةٌ إِلَّا عَلَى الْخَاشِعِينَ.
And he's saying, and seek help through sabr, which is patiently doing what you need to do to nourish your soul, even when you don't feel like it, and to patiently and persevere in withholding yourself from anything that can harm your soul, even when you don't feel like it. And also, وَالصَّلَاةِ. So you're going to get that help through the Salah. But Allah acknowledges a struggle when he says,
وَإِنَّهَا لَكَبِيرَةٌ.
He's saying that this is a difficulty for people. This is a heavy burden. So what does he say?
إِلَّا عَلَى الْخَاشِعِينَ.
Except for those who are humbly submissive. And those are the ones who will not feel this burden in the prayer. May Allah make us amongst them.